CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you from G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the text on the RSGB's own website. Good morning, this is GB2RS News. It's Sunday the 16th of October 2016. Here are the main news headlines. HS1A, King of Thailand, Silent Key. More people at the RSGB convention. Ofcom launches graduate scheme. As has been widely reported by mainstream media, the King of Thailand, Bhumibol Adulyadej, HS1A, became Silent Key on Thursday the 13th of October. Our thoughts with him and his family and the people of Thailand at this difficult time. The RSGB convention last weekend was the most successful ever, with visitor numbers up 20% on last year. A total of 542 people attended the world-class event, which attracted top-class lecturers from around the globe. Many of the talks were recorded and will be made available to RSGB members in due course. Each will be announced as it becomes available. Ofcom have opened applications for their 2017 graduate scheme. The programme sees young graduates embarking on a series of intensive job placements, moving regularly between projects and divisions to give the widest possible exposure to different departments. A graduate scheme open day will be held on Friday the 4th of November on Ofcom's London office. More information or to register your interest, email ofcom.grads, that's G-R-A-D-S, at ofcom.org.uk. Leicester Radio Society will be hosting an RSGB Train the Trainers event on Saturday the 19th of November. If you're an RSGB member and already train people for Foundation, Intermediate or Advanced, or would like to do so, this may be the event for you. The course must be pre-booked, and there are a maximum of 25 places allocated on a first-come, first-served basis. It runs from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. with a break for you to eat your own packed lunch. Tea and coffee will be provided, however. For more information or to book your place, contact John G0IJM via email john.g0ijm@btinternet.com. Many Jamboree on the Air stations are active this weekend around the country and around the world, indeed, putting members of the scouting movement on the air. Around 30 JOTA special event call signs were published in the October edition of Radcom, and there are likely to be many more. If you hear one, please give them a call, and be patient with young operators, as you could be their first ever contact on the air. Members of the RSGB board, the general manager, the exam quality manager and several committee chairs have all been involved in meetings with Ofcom in the last week. This was to establish more effective working relationships and to help develop a common understanding of amateur radio issues. The meetings have included senior directors at Ofcom, spectrum and policy managers, engineers and new call centre staff who are engaged with amateur radio issues on a daily basis. Canada marks the 150th anniversary of Canada's Confederation in 2017, and national, regional and local events will take place throughout the year. Radio Amateurs of Canada announced that it has secured permission for all Canadian radio amateurs to use a special call sign prefix to celebrate the landmark. At the discretion of the operators concerned, VAs will be able to sign Charlie Fox, VEs will be able to sign Charlie Golf, VOs may use Charlie Hotel, and VY stations will be able to use Charlie India. For example, VE4RAC will be able to use CG4RAC. For more information on Canada 150, visit tinyurl.com/GB2RS-figures1610. Polish radio amateurs are supporting UNICEF in its fight against child malnutrition. It is the intent of the Hands for Kids initiative to help children in need, particularly in southern Asia and sub-Saharan Africa, by focusing the collective efforts of the global radio amateur community to provide meaningful financial support to UNICEF's anti-malnutrition programme. The initiative's radio station, SN Figure 4 Kids, is on the air until the 13th of November on all the HF bands and 6 metres. For every unique QSO with the station, the organisers will donate 2 cents to UNICEF. So the more the QSOs, the more the money gets raised. More information, look at facebook.com/hamsfigure4kids/, or www.hamsforkids.org. Details now of rallies and events in the coming week. The Holsworthy Radio Rally takes place today, Sunday the 16th of October, at Holsworthy Community College, Victoria Hill, Holsworthy, Devon, EX226JD. Doors open 10 a.m. There'll be traders bring and buy and catering. The venue has disabled access. Details from Howard, M0MYB, by email m0omc@yahoo.co.uk. The Carrickfergus Amateur Group Radio Rally takes place on Saturday the 22nd at Downshire Community School, Carrickfergus, BT387DA. Doors open 11:30 p.m. and admission, I wonder if that should be a.m., and admission is £3. There'll be trade stands, bring and buy, special interest groups, and an RSGB bookstall. The venue has disabled facilities. Refreshments will be available. Contact Liz Ford, MI6GHA, on 07855442839, or email to Elizabeth Ford with an E on the end, figure64@yahoo.com. The GQRP Club Mini Convention also takes place next Saturday the 22nd at Rishwood School, Rippenden, Halifax, HX64QA. Doors open 10 a.m, admittance £3.50. There'll be a trade stand, bring and buy, stale RSGB bookstall, on-site catering. Contact Graham Firth, G3MFJ, 0113-267-1070, or email g3mfj@gqrp.co.uk. On Sunday the 23rd, the Gala Shields Rally takes place at the Volunteer Hall, St John Street, Gala Shields, TD13JX, opening time 11:15 a.m, definitely a.m., and admission is £2.50. There'll be traders at bring and buy, refreshments. Details from Jim, GM7LUN, 01896-850245, or email mail@gm7lun.co.uk. Finally, sad news that the North Wales rally planned for the 23rd of October has had to be cancelled. If you have any rally or event information you'd like to appear in future editions of GB2RS News, Radcom, or the website, please email details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. And now the DX News, compiled from 425 DX News and other sources. GM3WOJ and GM4YXY will be operating V6Z on the Chuuk Islands, IOTA reference OC011, from the 17th of October to the 1st of November. They're using Logbook of the World and Club Log, QSL Direct or ARRL Bureau via N3SL. See also www.vfigure6zfigures2016.com. The Selvagens Island AFO47 are on the air as Charlie Quebec 9 Golf X-Ray Charlie, courtesy of CT1GXC, from the 19th to 25th of October, QSL via home call. JA1NLX, JI1CNA are activating MANA, OC121 as 3D2YA, from the 21st to the 25th of October, QSL, OQRS, and Logbook of the World. Ivan, PV8IG, will be active on the HF bands from Fernando de Noronha Island, SA003, from the 18th to the 21st of October, as PY0F stroke PV8IG, QSL PT7WA direct. Arado S59ZZ, Peter S54W, and Yanko S57L will be active from Ghana from the 19th to the 26th of October as 9 Golf 5 Alpha Mike. They'll be operating 160 to 10, QSL Sugar 59ZZ. 3 Whiskey 2R will be on the air from Vietnam, operated by EA1ACP, A5HPX, EA7FTR, US7UX, EB7DX from the 20th to 28th of October on 160 metres to 6, QSL EB7DX. Also from Vietnam, Michael N0ODK will operate as 3 Whiskey 2DK from the 20th of October to the 5th of November. He'll be using 40 to 10 metres with CWSSB and digital modes, and will participate in the CQ Worldwide DX SSB contest on the 29th and 30th of October. QSL Home Call LOTW. From the 19th to 28th of October, TL0A will be on the air from Central African Republic, courtesy of Fox4WBN, Fox9IE, TR8JLD, and F5DUX. Using all bands 80 to 6 metres, including 60 metres, expect to find them using CWSSB and RETIC USL at Fox 4, Whiskey Bravo, November, Direct. Special event news, as mentioned earlier, there will be too many Jota stations on the air this weekend, so please don't hesitate to give them a call if you hear them. Special event radio, ON4CLM, is marking the anniversary of the Canadian Liberation March. This was a 33-kilometre march by Canadian troops to liberate the town of Knock in 1944. This is the 35th year that the call sign has been used, and it will be active on the 14th of November. Details including how to claim a free award are at qz.com/db/ON35CLM. VI50CC is celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Kubi Creek Satellite Tracking Station. Throughout October, the station used leading-edge technology for its day, including liquid helium-cooled low-noise amplifiers, and was the first to transmit and receive 6 GHz TV signals across the Pacific. More information, www.ddrci.org.au. Contest news, the Work Tall Germany contest is ending its 24-hour run at 1500 UTC today. Using CW and SSB on the 3.5 to 28 megs bands, the exchange's signal report and serial number, German stations will also send DOK. Today is Sunday the 16th, the Rolo CW contest runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC. Using CW only on the 80 meter bands, the exchange's signal report and locator received. Also today, the 50 megs AFS contest runs from 0900 to 1300 UTC. Using all modes on the band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. And finally for today, the ON contest runs from 0600 to 1000 UTC using phone and CW on the 2-metre band, the exchange's signal report and serial number. SN stations give their club code. Next weekend, the UK EICC DX contest takes place, starting at 1200 UTC on Saturday and ending at 1200 UTC on Sunday. Using CW and SSB 3.5 to 28 megs contest bands, RST serial number and district code form the exchange. Now the radio propagation report. The solar flux hovered around the 100 mark, and as predicted, HF propagation showed a big improvement earlier in the week thanks to more settled geomagnetic conditions. There were many reports of DX being worked from the UK, including H40GC in Temotu, Solomon Islands, and T31T in central Kiribati. The KP index was in the range of 1 to 3 up to Wednesday, but hit 5 on Thursday due to incoming plasma from a coronal mass ejection that took place on October the 9th. The additional positive phase of this disturbance saw good 10-metre F2 layer propagation on Thursday, with Kuwait, Bahrain, Puerto Rico and Chile easily workable. There was also evidence of 10-metre sporadic E on Wednesday and early Thursday, with low-power beacons romping in from France, Spain, Austria and Italy. Next week, NOAA predicts the solar flux index will decline slowly to 85 by Saturday the 22nd. The weekend then will be very unsettled geomagnetically, with a KB index of up to 5. The second half of the week may be more settled before the onslaught of higher KP numbers again across the weekend of Saturday the 22nd and Sunday the 23rd. Midweek therefore may be best, with more settled geomagnetic conditions and the chance of DX contacts up to 21 megs or even higher. With the longer autumnal nights, the low bands are also starting to come into their own. VHF and up now, it's rain scatter start to the coming week, with a continuation of the unsettled showery weather and a trough of low pressure over the country. Gigahertz band enthusiasts should be on the lookout for short rain scatter openings in the showers. From about the middle of the week, pressure will rise as an area of high pressure builds in from the west, offering the chance of some weak tropo conditions. But that said, there's some uncertainty as to whether the new high favours southern or northern Britain. We're currently passing through the stream of debris left behind by Comet Halley, the parent comet of the Orionids meteor shower. The shower is expected to peak before dawn on Friday the 21st, so look for a peak in meteor bursts on the lower VHF bands. It's a good week for EME, with increasing moon declination giving long moon windows. The moon reaches perigee, its closest point to Earth, this evening, Sunday the 16th. So EME path losses are at their lowest this week. And that's it for this week from the propagation team, and that's it for me also. With a dreadful cold, which I hope will have gone by next week, I'll see you then.